So, for the next 5 minutes, inshallah, we'll continue to talk about Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I need two volunteers, this sister here, and this brother here with the glasses. He doesn't have glasses. Okay. What's your name? Abdul Latif, and you? Samia, mashallah. So, we'll talk about mu'jiza, the miracles of the prophets. So for example, the greatest miracle of Musa alayhi salam was?
The stick
turning into a snake. Right? So what did he do with the stick? Yes?
He used the stick, Allah told him to throw on the ground, and he threw it on the ground, a huge snake came out.
MashaAllah, excellent. And what else? He used it for different things in the Quran. Yes, Habibah? Yes, but what else? We're talking about a miracle, something fantastic. He hit something with the staff and something happened. Yes? MashaAllah, it became dry. So he created a dry passage. So you hit the sea, no water. He hit the rock, and the water came out. Surah Baqarah. فَانْفَجَرَتْ مِنْهُ اثْنَتَ عَشْرَةَ عَيْنَ. The opposite happened, right? And the snake and so many things. So that was the miracle of Musa alayhi salam. The miracle of Isa alayhi salam, one of the miracles in the Quran, okay?
He went up in the sky.
Okay, what else? Something else happened.
He's the only when he was a baby, he's the only person who talked to him.
He was one of the few people who spoke when they were a few days old. But there's also another one. Like, say for example, close your eyes. No, turn this way. MashaAllah, close your eyes.
Okay.
So this is something that Isa alayhi salam did. Now open your eyes. Thank you. You can see now. Have a seat. If someone was blind, he was able to heal them. Bi-idhnillah. By the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you sleep on the floor? Just pretend you are dead. Okay. Hey, bismillah, now wake up. Thank you, mu'jiza. So he gave life to the dead according to the Quran. Now go back. Thank you. So now what are the miracles of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Of course, every prophet had a miracle, like Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was in the fire, and so on and so forth. But what are the miracles of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? There are few, and some of them are mentioned in the Quran. Yes? Yes. Any miracle? Okay. Yes? No, but this is not a miracle. Yes.
Okay, and then?
You said exactly the same thing. Yeah, something else. Yes. Yes.
When he rode on that
story
and went all the way up.
Yes, Al-Isra wa Mi'raj. Good one. Yes. Yes. Okay, mashallah. So the Prophet ﷺ had healing powers, and there are so many authentic hadith to support this, in the case of Ali ibn Abi Talib and some other sahaba. But some of the miracles include in Surah Qamar, اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر, the moon was split. So this is one of the signs. And the ulama say that the prophets before Muhammad ﷺ were given miracles, but the miracles of Muhammad ﷺ were greater. So in the case of Musa alayhi salam, he hit the rock and the water came out. But there are authentic hadith to suggest that the Sahaba were traveling with the Prophet ﷺ one day, they ran out of water, And they said, we need water to drink and also make wudu and feed our animals. And the Prophet ﷺ put his hand in qirba they had, and the water was coming from between his fingers. It came out of his hand. This is an authentic hadith. Also, when the Prophet ﷺ had some pebbles in his hands, little rocks in his hand, they made tasbih with him. And this is also another miracle. The Prophet ﷺ multiplied food and water. People didn't have enough food, so he made dua and he multiplied the food. But anyway, the reason why I'm mentioning all these miracles by the Prophets and Muhammad ﷺ is that we were not witnesses to any of them. We didn't see the moon splitting. We didn't see the staff turning into a snake. We didn't see people who were blind, you know, becoming able to see. We didn't see Ibrahim alayhi salam being thrown into the fire. The only remaining miracle done by any prophet is what? The only miracle, mu'jiza of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or any other prophet that is still with us till this day is what? Yes? Not the snake. I'll be disappointed. Forgotten. There is a miracle that was done by Prophet Muhammad that is still with us till this day. Okay. Okay.
Yes. He went to the cave and the spider.
What is up with the cave? Where is the cave? We can't see it. It is not with us now. We don't have it. Okay. His teachings. Okay, like what? Yes, Sulaiman. Is what?
Islam.
No, we're talking about a miracle. Yes. Dua. Something else. Something that I can put my hand on and say. Thank you. Okay, have a seat. It's right here. It's right here. Okay, thank you. There's one point. So the Quran is the only miracle that was done by Prophet Muhammad ﷺ that we still have today. So these are not his words. The words were revealed to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Quran, listen to this. The Quran has what they call a falsification test. If you want to prove someone wrong, this is a scientific method. Normally when someone comes up with a theory of evolution, any theory, gravitivity? I hate that word. But anyway, if someone comes up with a new theory, they have to give you what they call a falsification test. They say, if you want to prove me wrong, you have to do 1, 2, 3. The Quran is the only book in history that did this. It has a falsification test. It has two, actually. One of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you want to prove this Quran wrong, find a contradiction. Find a mistake. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. Allah says, if this Quran was from anyone other than me, you would find a lot of contradictions, mistakes inside. He said, find one if you can. The other falsification test, if you think this Quran is not from me, make one like it. He says, produce a Quran like this, if you can. The people of Mecca were not able to do that, but they were the masters of the Arabic language. They couldn't do it. Then the challenge was reduced with 10 surahs. فَاتُوا بِعَشْرِ سُوَرٍ مِثْلِهِ مُفْتَرَيَاتٍ. In surah 11, it says, produce 10 surahs like this. In surah 11, which means, produce 10 surahs like the 10 before the 11. In surah 2, surah Baqarah, وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبِدِنَا فَاتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِهِ. If you are in doubt about the authenticity of this Quran or the fact that it is coming from Allah, this in Surah 2, produce one surah like it. It's talking probably about the surah before. So in Surah 11, it says produce 10, the 10 before. In Surah 2, it says produce 1, like the 1 before. No one was able to produce something similar to the Quran, so the two falsification tests stand till this day. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised that this Quran would be protected from any changes and from anything. So what is our approach to the Quran? Maybe this is the talk for next time, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the benefit and the blessings of the Quran and to help us follow in the footsteps of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and give us his shafa'ah and to gather us together with him and the sahaba kiram and all the prophets on the Day of Judgment. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum.
Is my voice in that?
Assalamu alaikum.
Questions?
Don't forget to subscribe.
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 Subscribe.